For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Vice President J.D. Vance spoke tonight at a Turning Point USA event at Ole Miss. He spoke of his friendship with slain TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk and relayed Kirk's advice for people to fall in love, get married, and start a family.
Charlie wanted you to get married. He wanted you to fall in love. He wanted you to build a family. He wanted you to find a vocation. That was the advice that he gave on campuses, but that's not just about you, that's also about our country and about our government. Because while you have the freedom to live life as you so choose, I have got a responsibility as your vice president to make the American dream as accessible as possible.
Vance later encouraged young people to work and to work hard.
Charlie wasn't effective just because he had opinions. A lot of people have opinions. Charlie was effective because he was courageous, because he worked very hard, and because he made his vision a reality.
Vance also took up for Trump administration policies, including border security.
Why do I care so much about having a secure border in the United States of America? It's because I believe that when you let in a flood of illegal immigration, what it does is it drives down the wages of young people and makes housing unaffordable for the entire American population. That's why we closed down the border.
Now, Democrats in the media often claim that border security is about hate, but Vance said that's not it at all.
The left will say our immigration policy is about hating immigration, hating immigrants. We don't hate anybody. We love our fellow citizens, and because we want them to have the American dream, we shut that border down the very first day that Donald J. Trump was the president of the United States.
Erica Kirk, the wife of Charlie Kirk, spoke before the vice president. She encouraged young people to stand up, speak out, and to be salt and light.
You are the courageous generation. That's what you are. All of you. Gen Z, you are the courageous generation. Hear me when I say that. My husband believed that to his core. That's why he went on campuses. That's why he was trying to reach you. You are the courageous generation. Own it. Make him proud. My husband never went with the flow. He swam in the streams of significance. And Charlie knew so deeply to his core that comfort doesn't change the world. And you cannot influence the world when you look like it.
Erica Kirk also praised Governors Ron DeSantis and Glenn Youngkin for their support of Turning Point USA chapters. She later encouraged young people to start one if they do not have one at their school.
And students beyond Ole Miss, if you are pursuing a chapter on your campus, harness this amazing opportunity to advocate for something that you truly believe in and express it in the most articulate way of what exactly you're advocating for. You're advocating for America, you're advocating for freedom of speech. Because our chapters on high school campuses, I love it. Charlie was so excited when he named the programs for high schools. He said, we're gonna name it Club America. Because he goes, who could hate that name?
Erica Kirk went on to say that Turning Point USA is not going anywhere, even if Charlie is no longer with us.
And Charlie's murder might seem like we're standing in a shadow, as if death was the victory meant for the enemy, but looking around in this arena, you are proof that this light of truth burns so brightly.
For more on the Turning Point USA event at Ole Miss, visit our website, afn.net. It's not just what you hear on the radio at the top of every hour. Visit AFN.net for columns, videos, even a political cartoon. It's all there on AFN.net. Thanks for listening.